Okay, hello everyone. Okay, everyone's half asleep or you're in a food coma. I'm gonna try that one more time. Hello everyone.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Freedom River Outreach. And I see some new faces. So if it's your first time here, welcome. Everyone else who's back, it's always good to see you. And we're going to start with our fro-announcements. Huh? Get it? Fro-announcements. All right. Our first fro-announcement is Living Free class is ending on Tuesday. For everyone who has been here for Living Free classes, we are going to do our final class, which is going to be our I am statements. And I am statements are basically speaking truth of what we got prayed over last week on Tuesday, and we're saying, I am. And when you speak it out, there's actual power in that. So we're going to have our I am statements on Tuesday. It's going to, Tuesday, yes. She's trying to throw me off here. But yes, so that's going to be on Tuesday. Same with Living Free Youth. With Galia over there, on the pretty lady on the organ, the piano over there. So yeah, we're gonna have our final class on Tuesday. Our next pronouncement is Women's Wednesday Bible study. Yep, that's right. Women, get excited. They're not gonna have a Bible study in church. They're actually meeting at a Starbucks. I mean, come on, how much Bible study can you get done in a Starbucks? No, I'm just kidding. It's going to be at 9:30 at Starbucks on 106th and Pacific. I have no idea what that is, but if you throw that into your Google Map or Waze or whatever you use, I'm sure you can find your way there. All ladies are welcome. See Kathy or Marcia if you have any questions. Kathy's not here, so I'm sure you can see Pam. Or Marcia is floating around somewhere. So anyways, you know what's coming up next month? Frovember? Okay, who here has heard of Movember? There you go. Two gentlemen have heard of Movember. Three, there we go. So Movember is a month where men grow their mustaches for a good cause, to raise money and awareness. And instead of growing your mustache, we're actually going to have a fro-vember. So you're going to start growing a fro. Ha! Sorry. I just had to put that in. But yeah, fro-vember is going to be the anniversary of when Freedom River started. So we're going to have a lot of different events going on during the month of Frovember. So please be sure to grab a Frovember calendar at the back after service. And yes, I just wanted to share one quick thing before we start. Is for those of you who know, I'm here on a visa in the U.S. and it was almost time for me to leave the country. So what I did was I went up to Canada and I came back. That was on Tuesday to Thursday. And on Thursday on my way back, I mean, they let me back in. Amen. And I can't believe they actually let me back in. If they only knew what I did. No, I'm just kidding. You know, it's amazing because when they got me at the border, they got me to wait for 4 hours. And during that time, they questioned me. They questioned what I do during the day. They questioned where I'm staying, who I'm in contact with. And they asked me all sorts of personal questions as well. But, you know, it's funny because during those 4 hours, I was actually at peace. I was kind of like thinking, well, God, you brought me this far. If it's your will, it's your will. If it's not, then, you know, I'll pray some more and see where you want me to go. But you know what? He brought me back. So I just wanted to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Abba, for, you know, for what you just do every day, provide for us. And
just to put this out in the air, in November, we have a Thanksgiving dinner here, also on the 28th. It's a Thursday. If you would want to participate in any way, you know, bring a dish, help serve, whatever. We do this every year, and it is a blessing, and it's an honor to be able to provide a meal for people who don't have a place to go, or a family. Maybe their family's on the East Coast or something like that. But if you are interested in getting involved in that one way or another, you can contact my wife, Pam, or you can contact my wife, Pam. Or get a hold of me, and we'll put you, we'll get you signed up, and just to be part of that. And thank you.
All right, thank you. Now, if you'd all like to stand up, turn to the person next to you, or the closest person next to you, and say, "Hey, good looking. I'm so glad you're here today."
I want you to know there's Holy Spirit is here. There's a really strong presence of Holy Spirit really ministering to you, all of us. I want you to just enjoy the presence of Holy Spirit. He's touching you. He's ministering to you right now. You know, let me ask you a question, all of you a question. What would you do if you have no disturbances, nothing stopping you? There is no veil on your eyes, and you're totally free. What would you do? What would you do when you're set free? What would you do? You know, Jesus is, we just sang so much about all the power, and Jesus has a final word, and cross has a final word. You know, he wants to release you right now. This is not something that is going to happen. It already happened. It already happened. You are free. You are free. Amen. Let me declare this unto you. You are free. You receive it. You are free. You know, I don't know why some parents really speak nasty words to their children. But let me say this. If no one has ever spoken a blessing and power into your life, let me give that to you. You are free. You are blessed. You are seated in the right hand of God. You have all power. You are free. Holy Spirit wants to just to remind you of that. You're just free. Let me speak that light. The past week, it was such an amazing thing. We're going to see it, but, you know, when you speak life into people, like when you speak life and promise of God, when you state that fact, Holy Spirit does wonders. But imagine when you believe it, when you stand on it, when you walk in it, amazing things will happen. Believe it. Look in your mirror in your homes and look at yourselves and say, you are blessed. Everyone say this. Point your finger at you. Point finger at you right here like this. You are blessed. You have all power. You are healed. You are healed. You are free. All problem, Jesus is nailed on the cross. You're free. Ushers, please come. Let's really worship the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you. We praise you for the fact that we have all power. You said in Matthew 28, all the power is given unto me So therefore, go ye into all the world, baptizing them and teaching them all the things that I have commanded you in the name of Jesus, and in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Father, we are walking in that name of Jesus. We confess to you, we have that name of Jesus in our lives. Father, we, in the name of Jesus, we won't be fooled. We won't deny it. We will confess to you. We will sing, shout, hallelujah, because you have given us all power. Thank you for the freedom, and thank you for the power you have given us. Thank you for removing all the obstacles. Lord, there is nothing that's stopping us. Thank you, Lord. We praise you for the victory. We praise you for the healing. We praise you for the blessing that you have given in our lives. Receive this offering, Lord. It is appreciation and giving you back what you have already given to us, a portions and gratitude. We are grateful, Lord. Receive it. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, and it will be magnified in our lives, in the ministries. Thank you for Freedom River. Thank you for the wonderful ministry that you have shown us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Let's give the Lord praise. All right. Okay. I just want to share it was an amazing week. And all right. Oh, let's. We are here. Okay. Let's watch the video. This is a message from Pastor John. Go ahead. Pastor John is preaching at the, how do you say that? Mokuiakua. It's a lot of mouth movement, all right? Mokuiakua Church in Kona. It's apparently have a long history, and he's preaching there twice. So keep him on the prayer. And we have a 3-hour difference. So right now we are 10. So he's probably about like 10 o'clock in Hawaii. So he'll be preaching there. So keep him in your prayer. That's him there.
Yeah,
okay.
The first service, that was him.
Oh, we already had first. Oh, okay. You already preached. Thank you. Amen. All right. It was an amazing week. Past week event, and there was a lot of thing happens. And I want you to, this team, let's come up. We're gonna be sharing, just take like a minute per person. All right, just a minute per person. 1 minute per person. Okay, we're gonna be sharing, starting from Cindy. Okay, all right, here you go.
Praise the Lord. In 2 Corinthians 3:17, it says, "Where the Spirit is, there's freedom." They come in humble, quiet. And by the time we prayed for them, they were smiles. There was joy. They really experienced freedom. It was awesome.
So this was my third trip, and so every time I go, it's just crazy and unbelievable to see how willing this group of Korean DTS students were to receive the prayer for original design. They were excited about that, but they were even more excited about praying off the strongholds. They just kept on asking, what is my stronghold? What is my stronghold? And I'm like, okay, let's pray. It's for freedom. It's a new day. And so just to see them come in, like Cindy said, they were just very humble and quiet. But as the time progressed, they just got more and more and more excited. So it was an awesome time, and thank you for your prayers.
I'll translate. Something tells me she's shy.
Any experience?
Anyone
sharing?
사실 나는 우리 남편이 다 할 줄 알고
I came up because I thought my husband will be speaking everything.
Yeah. I have a first time trip.
This is the first time, right?
Yeah. 오히려 내가 하나님의 음성을 듣고 나한테 주신 오리지널 디자인이 이런 거였구나 그런 거를 다시 한번 생각하게.
And when I received, I was so so surprised that this is the original design that God has given me.
Yeah. Amen. That made me cry.
She was amazing. Yes. Did you? Yes. Yes. Wow, that made me cry a little. So. It's all, I don't know how many times I've been there, I can't even count, but every time is so powerful, and this time wasn't any different. It was really powerful, and we just thank you for your prayers that kept us strong and healthy and just anointed to speak what God has spoken into us, and we shared with them, and so we really did see, lives literally changed before our eyes. There were this one lady, Kathy and I prayed for, that we heard that she was a worshiper and that her voice would be known and different things like that. When she got done with that prayer appointment type thing, she went down and she signed up for getting on the worship for the big, huge Kona bass. And she stood up and shared that, and everybody applauded. So as soon as she heard the word that God said, this is who you are, she thought, I'm getting into it. And she went, signed up, and she now belongs on the whole base worship team. And we just saw there were a group of young people that was called Crown DTS, which was added to the DTS we were in. But they were young people that were like 28, 22 years old, and they did not want to be there. And we did the prophetic word over them, and they were like, what? You know, and so God was changing and transforming their lives. There were some that have not even asked Jesus into their heart yet, but we know that they will. And so it was really an amazing experience as usual. And this was really an amazing team. And keep praying for John and Kathy, okay?
All right, just the one last thing that I just wanted. There were so many... some force was trying to really stop us. I mean, I never fall in the bathroom. Before I leave, I fell in the bathroom, and I was coming down with a strep throat. I mean, I was going there to pray for people, and I was like talking like this, you know. And it was coming down. It was, oh, once I get it, I can't speak for like 4 or 5 days. So what happens if I can't talk? I can't pray for the people. So and by the time when I get there, and your throat cleared out. So I was able to kind of pray for them with a husky voice. It was more, it's kind of better, you know, kind of husky, you know. but anyway, I was very present to the fact that how much Satan hates this ministry. It was really, and I mean, her children were sick, and she was here, mom leaving the children sick, babies at home. It was very, very difficult. But when we left, and and amazing things begin to unfold. When we were praying for a lot of pastor couple, I found out. I didn't know they were pastor, but after I prayed for them, and she got the word that you have a loud voice, your voice really open up, and some people say, oh, I learned voice. That was my professional training, my voice, and one the people that I pray for is, oh, you have an amazing gift of faith, and you have a word. God has a hold on you with the word of God. And as I was doing it, really sounds like a pastor. And he came out and said, I was a pastor. I pastor a church, but I was so distressed, and I don't do it anymore. And that was a confirmation how God really wanted him to continue in the ministry. And they were so touched, and they were everyone crying, and they were weeping, and all of us there at their table and our table, people come and receive the prayer, and somebody just turned the nozzle on and they start weeping. It was amazing. And thank you for your prayer. It was amazing.
You didn't tell them 150.
Oh yeah, it was about 150 people. We had a lot of prayer and very, very busy week, and it was really an amazing week. And we just, other than the fact that we had to take like 3-4 showers a day, and you know, it was really, really hot.
But it was very hot.
And thank you for all of your prayer. Thank you. Yeah. Let's give the Lord praise. Amen. Thank you.
Okay, I also wanted to encourage everybody that it's, I don't see it on this calendar, but the 28th and the 29th, we have set aside as days of fasting and prayer for the church. So whatever amount you can do, please do. What we're doing is we're preparing our hearts for November, which we call Frovember, because Freedom River Outreach, we're Frovember. And so that's our month of beginnings. And so we just really do this as a revival in our hearts type prayer. And so I just want to encourage everybody, please fast and pray, or at least pray, you know, maybe skip part of a meal or something. But we want to really have our hearts prepared for November, which is Frovember.
Test, hello?
Amen. It's amazing how what leads up to the sermon today, because a lot of what we've heard already is going to be brought out in the sermon today. But join me in prayer. I want to pray real quick. And so, Father, I do thank you for this opportunity, God, to speak your word, and God, just to be here today. Thank you for this gift of life and this family that is here. God, we ask that you would minister to us, that your spirit would start a stirring in us, that we would walk out of here different than we walked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Talking about miracles. Boy, they were there. Anybody have a miracle work in their life this week? I'll tell you what Pastor Michael was talking about, just as he was sharing, even this morning. I picked him up at the airport yesterday. I was feeling under the weather. And it was like, Pastor Michael, I don't know if I'm going to make it tomorrow. And I woke up this morning going, oh, I wish I would have handed it off, because I felt so bad. But God said, just press in. Just press in. Embrace who I am in you. And so I get to speak today. Amen? Praise God. But this is truly a sign that we're moving in the right direction. If you have opposition in your life when you're trying to come to church, or when you're trying to go to a Bible study, when you're trying to get in the Word of God, know that you're going in the right direction. The enemy wouldn't come at you if you weren't heading in the right direction. He'd let you go. It wouldn't bother you a bit. You could go as far as you want to go. And trust me, many of us have gone a lot further than we wish we would have gone. But by the grace of God, he rescued us and brought us back to where we are today. So... Again, I'm just going to say about tomorrow, the 2 days of fasting, it's a great opportunity to press into the Lord. He's presenting us with opportunity. Okay, so I'm going to be talking out of Acts chapter 19, verse 23 through 41 today. But this almost looks like it's a headline for the Channel 4 or Channel 7 news today, isn't it? Because you hear about all these uprisings in today's society. So I believe that there's something in this message today that was written back then that we can look at, press into, and apply to today. But I'd like to go over, refresh a little bit of what leads up to this riot in Ephesus. And earlier on in the chapter, it talks about, Paul speaking in the synagogues for 3 months, and they rejected him, rejected what he had to say, and so he pulled out and moved on. There's something in that even to be encouraged. If you don't receive what God has for you being said, then don't be discouraged if you get rejected. Don't be discouraged if somebody walks away from you. Know that God has called you to be right where you are, that God has given you a message. So continue to press in. Continue to trust in the Lord. That was in verses 8 through 10. Well, after he left there, he went and opened up a school for 2 years. He didn't get discouraged. He moved on. And there was ministry taking place as well, because all of Asia took and heard the word of God, heard the gospel. So there was a powerful movement of the Lord. In verse 11 through 15, there were people who were performing magic. They knew the name of Jesus, but they didn't know Jesus. They were trying to use the name of Jesus to get noticed, I would say, but it turned around and it turned on them. It didn't work out to the best of their, they didn't get the blessing. They ended up, the demons turned, they ended up running around the streets naked, beaten, but in that also there was a life movement, because they saw the power of God, true power of God. So, all that being said, there's a great movement of God in the earlier on in this chapter. So I'm going to read through this, and then I have a couple of highlights that I'd like to talk about and share on. And so in verse 23, it says, About that time, serious trouble developed in Ephesus concerning the way. It began with Demetrius, a silversmith who had a large business manufacturing silver shrines of the Greek goddess Artemis. He kept many craftsmen busy. He called them together along with others employed in similar trades and addressed them as follows. It's interesting because this begins with one person. Begins with Demetrius. So as he addresses them, notice what is the first thing that he talks about? It says, gentlemen, you know that our wealth comes from this business. What they did is they made little idols. What was the first thing he shared? The fact that this was their business, their income, their identity was in something that was not true. It was in an idol. It was in a statue. But it kind of put into perspective is what was the priority? His priority was more about the income, the money, being acknowledged in the city. But it says, but as you have seen and heard, this man, Paul, has persuaded many people that handmade gods aren't really gods at all. And he's done this not only here in Ephesus, but throughout the entire province. Of course, I'm not just talking about the loss of public respect for our business. I'm also concerned that the temple of the great goddess Artemis will lose its influence, and that Artemis, the magnificent goddess worshipped throughout the province of Asia and all around the world, will be robbed of her great prestige. The idol that he was making was secondary to what his main focus was on. So as we look at today, what is our main focus on? What is the top priority in our life today? Is it our income? Is it our wealth? Is it our status in society? Or is it our relationship with Jesus Christ? It allowed me, as I read through this, it allowed me to reevaluate where I put Christ in my life. Do I wake up thanking the Lord? Today I can say yes and amen. I didn't used to be. But it exposes some areas of prioritizing in our life. And one of the things that, oops, sorry, I pushed the wrong button, go back here. And one of the things that I read out of this and that I received is, not only did they recognize it was going to cost them something, but they also recognized that by Paul speaking, what he spoke carried power. For them to be so concerned that everything that they used to worship was going to be overrun by what Paul was speaking, the truth, the way, Jesus. It's interesting, I have a Bible that's named The Way. It was from a few years ago. But they're talking about Jesus here. But again, even the one who was so concerned about his financial status, he also recognized the impact it had across the land. That it was changing people, not just in Ephesus, not just in the immediate, but as it went out, it was changing people as it went out. And you can change people as you go out those doors by the light of Christ that you carry. As Pastor Michael said, we have been set free. We have authority. We can carry that authority, we can carry that love, we can carry that grace outside these doors, and we can impact people and cause the same effect that has happened right here by what Paul was speaking. And it was because he spoke that it happened. If we receive a message from God and it doesn't, and we don't speak it, we don't give testimony, how is it going to change people? How is it going to have influence on culture? How is it going to change society today? You can change society. You can change the atmosphere around you by the words you speak. Amen? Everybody okay with that? You have authority, right? You've been given a testimony, right? You can change the society today, right? Amen. That should be worth a little bit of excitement, don't you think so? You know, before we would just go out and do whatever we wanted to do, but God's given us a different purpose in life. And I am so grateful. Amen. But this is the statue that they were making and they were selling. As I saw this, it kind of reminded me as, man, too bad he wasn't thinking a little bit ahead. What if he started making crosses back then and look at the amount of income he would have to this day today. Because everybody's wearing little crosses today, aren't they? So all he would have had to do was really just change the statue, change what he was manufacturing and the reason he was manufacturing it. So as it says here, what was his motive for speaking against the way? It was greed and fear. He was in fear of his reputation being torn down. He was in fear of his financial status being undermined or melting away. Do we need to fear those things today? We don't need to fear any of that today, do we? God meets our needs. He's faithful. Says here, at this, their anger boiled, and they began shouting, "Great is Artemis of the Ephesians." Soon the whole city was filled with confusion. Everyone rushed to the amphitheater, dragging along, I'll say this, two, is it Gaius? Anyway, who were Paul's traveling companions from Macedonia. Paul wanted to go in too, but the believers would not let him. Some of the officials of the province, friends of Paul's, also sent him a message to him, begging him not to risk his life by entering the amphitheater. Now, when all this happened, this uprising, again, remember, it started with one man, Demetrius. He started stirring the pot. He started speaking against, oh, what's good? You know, it's coming against our heads, coming against my livelihood. It's coming against this. It's coming against this great goddess. But it started with one man. And can you imagine what would have happened if it would have been another message started with one man? His name was Jesus. And he started it, and you and I are products of that. You're loved. You're cared for. He knows you. But in this little place, we're talking, this isn't a small place. Oops, again, I did it again. I meant to hit the pointer. This holds 25,000 people. So this isn't just a little protest down Main Street. This is a major uprising. But through their anger, through their fear, through their greed, it could have cost them dearly as a city. Ephesus, Rome could have come in and taken authority back over because Rome didn't allow uprisings in the cities. But in this, again, Paul didn't get discouraged. The message never stopped going out. Can you imagine what would have happened today if they kept their mouths closed? If he got discouraged and turned away? No matter what the challenge is in your life today, don't be discouraged. Know that God has you. Know that God will strengthen you. Okay? Man, if I spent 3 months trying to talk to somebody and get them to believe in Jesus and they didn't do it, I might get discouraged. I might get going, Lord, where am I going wrong? What am I doing wrong? But he continued and continued to do what God was calling him to do. As we heard testimony today, she got an original design, speaking out to people, speaking truth into people, speaking life. No matter what's going on in the world, she's still going to do what God's called her to do. And you can do that same thing. You are that significant to God. You're the only you he's created. The message you have is the only message that you have. So speak it boldly. But again, there were some people looking out for Paul, weren't there? I want to say this because I'll just say it. It just came to me. There's somebody looking out for you. There's somebody who prayed for you. They may be in heaven right now, but they're looking out for you. There may be people in this church sitting right next to you that are looking out for you through prayer, that are praying for each other. Thank God we belong to a community like that. Thank God we have brothers and sisters like that. Thank God that I don't have to be perfect to have somebody love me and have somebody care for me. Amen. We're all works in progress. Praise God. Amen. Everybody belongs here, right? So inside, the people were all shouting, some one thing and some another. Everything was in confusion. In fact, most of them didn't even know why they were there. Does this kind of sound like today's mob mentality? Do you see how scripture that was written so long ago speaks to evidence of things that are going on today? Can you connect the dots between that mob and, say, a mob in Portland? I'm just using that because that's the only thing I see these days. Is like, I think it was Antifa or something like that. There, it's a mob mentality. But it starts with one person. What happened here happens today. What Paul did here, you can do here today. Stay faithful, stay grounded, stay pressing into the Lord. You can do it. God has given you a message. He trusts you with that. He's rescued you from the mob mentality. Anybody ever participate in that? Come on, mob mentality? Follow just because you were in the midst of a who knows what? But praise God, we're not there anymore, you guys. The drugs have been defeated. Hopelessness has been defeated. The lies of the enemy have been defeated. Greed has been defeated. Financial status has been defeated. I don't have to be rich to be accepted by God. That's the number one priority. My relationship with the Lord. I don't have to be seen as a business owner with a Ferrari. How about a nice truck would be good. Nice truck is good. The joy of the Lord's in the house today. Amen. But again, the things that happened in Scripture can so be related to our life today. And that, I think, is one of the biggest things that are here. You know, when I was first saved, I didn't even know why I went to church other than somebody invited me. I didn't know how my life was set apart when God says, "You're done." It wasn't anything I did. I came to church. You know, I was invited. Anybody, here's a challenge for us. In November, let's work on inviting people to come to church that maybe never have come to church. So that they can have the same things that you have. One of the things here that also rung out true to me is that how the enemy used finances, used something to block his eyes from seeing Christ. Demetrius was blinded by his status and his financial gain. What is God using in our life today to blind us from what is really important? And that's a relationship with God. What is he using to put a veil over us that, you know, we pray and we thank the Lord, but there's more to it than that. There's a deeper relationship. Today is a new beginning. There should be things that happen in your life today that haven't happened in the past. There should be some revelation. There should be some challenges. I don't want to come walk out of here today and not be challenged. I want to grow today. I want to know more of God today. Lord, what are you trying to reveal to me today? Used to pray a prayer a long time ago. Lord, remove the scales from my eyes so I may see more clearly today than I did in the past. Give me that vision. Let me see your face. And I continue to pray that prayer because oftentimes as a human being would do, I look at the outside, I look at the situation, and I have to pray, God, don't let me see that. Don't let me respond like this mob mentality. Is my response going to be something that I say, oh, wait a minute, let me pray about it first? God is faithful to protect us. God is faithful so that we do know why we are where we are today. We love the Lord. And He loves us. No matter what you've done in the past, God loves you. No matter how many times you've fallen down, God is there to be with you. Let me see this. So now the Jews pushed, the Jews in the crowd pushed Alexander forward and told him to explain the situation. He motioned for silence and tried to speak, but when the crowd realized he was a Jew, they started shouting again and kept it up for about 2 hours. Great is Artemis of the Ephesians. Great is Artemis of the Ephesians. This, he didn't even get an opportunity to explain what was taking place. Do you ever feel like you haven't been listened to? Get in a quiet place and talk to God. He will always listen. He will not turn you away. He will listen and he will accept you and he will minister to you right where you are. One of the things I like about this too is I was thinking as worship was going today, a very powerful worship today, right? Amen? Yeah. Powerful worship today. What if we had a service some Sunday that there was 2 hours of worship? Yeah. 2 hours of rocking this place and just praising God for 2 hours. You think we can do that?
Yes.
They did. Only it wasn't for Jesus, it was for somebody else. Can you imagine what happens if we take this section of scripture, and turn it around and look at the opposite of what happened here? Can you imagine the power that would take place of people worshiping God for 2 hours? Everybody hear that? There is a worship night in November, Frovember. Is it on a Thursday? It's a what? Hey, God's opening up an opportunity for those who used to go out in the world on a Friday night, they can come into the Lord's house on a Friday night. And you'll know why you're here. You won't be one of those, I don't know even why I'm here. But I'll tell you, there's been testimonies of people not knowing why they're here because they drive by and all of a sudden the Spirit of God says, you're supposed to be here. Did you hear that? The Spirit of God called them to be here. The Spirit of God called you to be here. The Spirit of God is working in your life. At last, the mayor was able to quiet them down enough to speak. Citizens of Ephesus, he says, everyone knows that Ephesus is the official guardian of the temple of the great Artemis, whose image fell down to us from heaven. Since this is not an undeniable fact, you should stay calm and not do anything rash. You have brought these men here, but they have stolen nothing from the temple and have not spoken against our goddess. This kind of hit me between the eyes because there's been times where I have reacted before I thought about it, where I've allowed an offense or something to rise up in me and I've responded out of offense rather than staying calm and not doing anything rash. Has anybody ever done that? Anybody else? Am I the only one? Huh? I'm the only one? I knew it, God. I knew it. I'm number one in that field. I knew I'd take first place sooner or later if I just kept it. No. But truly, this did minister to me because there's some power in that. Not to react hard, you know, out of, don't do anything rash. Often society today is going so fast. Everything's so fast. You got to do it now. And pretty soon you're reacting before you even know what you're reacting to, why you're reacting to it, or even why you're mad. Or why you're upset. But we can take parts of this scripture and apply it to your life today and have peace. Who wants peace in their life? Amen. Praise God. we don't have to react like the rest of the world. Actually, we shouldn't react like the rest of the world. We should be able to be confident, bold, and at peace. Again, here, if Demetrius and the craftsmen have a case against them, the courts are in session and the officials can hear the case at once. Let them make formal charges, and if there are complaints about the other matters, they can be settled in legal assembly. I am afraid we are in danger of being charged with rioting by Roman government, since there is no cause for all this commotion. And if Rome demands an explanation, we won't know what to say. Then he dismissed them and they dispersed. I like this because there's some order. There's a process of doing things the right way. And it so rang true when I talk about putting God first. First things first, second things second. In this, if there was a disagreement, yeah. None of this uprising would have had to take place if he would have done it the right way. If he had a dispute with an individual, there was a process to go through. And it would have been handled accordingly. It wouldn't have put the whole city in a place of fear almost, because if the Roman government came down on them, they were going to come down pretty hard. But by the grace of God, by knowing God, by getting into Scripture and reading Scripture, there's process, there's level, you know, there's seasons, there's levels of surrender. But I'll tell you, the biggest thing I love about him is that he loves me. Is that Jesus loves me. I don't have to be confused. I don't have to be all worked up. I can come to him right where I am, the way I am. So their confusion came up in the scripture. The confusion brought anger. And anger also probably some fear there. A lot of that stuff was exposed. And if we have any fear, we can get rid of it today. If we have any confusion, we can cast that out today and get rid of it. Do you want to get rid of it today? You know, there's one of the things too is that the you know, what are we waiting for to completely submit to God? Are we still holding on to things of the world as part of our identity? You know, are we holding on to our financial status? Are we holding on to our positions? Or are we completely surrendering to the Lord to such a level that, yeah, I might be the CEO, or I might own a business, or I might have three houses, I might not have any house, but my number one priority is God. If that has been an issue, I think we can confess that today as I close in prayer. But truly, if we haven't also completely surrendered or recognize some areas that we put worldly things and worldly status before our God and as a priority, you know, those things can be set in their right standing right today. We can make that decision today. We have a decision to make today. Are we going to put God first in everything we do? Amen. 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 So will you stand with me in prayer? I want to pray this. I'm sure this was my, yep. Here's my blank slide. And again, we don't have to find our identity in finance. We don't have to find our identity in status. We can find our identity in Christ. If we rejected, we don't have to be discouraged.
because God doesn't reject us. Man rejects us. So, Father, we do thank you for today, God. I thank you for each and every person here, Lord. I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, that our identity is not in our status. It's not in our title. It's not in our finances. But our identity is in you, God. And I pray for each and every one of us that we can cast down anything that we put before you and put you back into the main subject, into the main focus of our life. Father, I thank you for the supernatural healings that are going to take place today. I thank you for the supernatural deliverance that's going to take place today. I thank you that cancer has been defeated today. I thank you, God, that scales are falling off our eyes right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask for eyes to see you more clearly. We ask for a heart to love you more deeply. And God, we put you back where you belong, Lord. Father, I ask that you would move in us, that you would stir up in us a new hunger and a desire to see you more, to seek you more, and to pray and communicate with you more, Lord. Father, we declare that today there's victory in the name of Jesus. We declare that there is victory in the name of Jesus, that the enemy has been defeated, and that we do sit in the right place with you. So, Father, I ask that you would bless us all with joy, peace, and confidence, and let us walk out of these doors different than we walked in today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.